from Mill U Media Group, in association with Holy Family Church in East Downtown Houston, this is the Holy Family Podcast, an exploration of all things liturgical and theological, hosted by Jacob Breeze and me, Luke Brauner. This is episode 4, but first, coffee. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Holy Family Podcast. I'm Luke Brauner.
I'm Jacob Breeze.
So, Jacob, I want to talk to you. We've talked some the last few weeks about the impression that people would have or questions that might come to mind as soon as they walk into our specific congregation, Holy Family Houston.
Right.
So I want to continue down that path. This is sort of getting into hospitality things that are a value for us.
Yeah.
And how that value is expressed in our particular congregation.
Okay.
So let me ask you this.
All right.
Why does our coffee taste so good at Holy Family?
The Greenway Coffee Family. So friends of mine, David and Eki and the whole Greenway Coffee family, they're just friends of mine from Houston, and they happen to own a bunch of really fantastic coffee shops in town and a fantastic roasting company. And they're just wonderful, wonderful people who do a fantastic job with their product, with their coffee. And so I would say many of the hospitality lessons that I've learned have been from food service folks. And I just feel like they've done such a fantastic job with hospitality. They've done such a great job with roasting the beans and with putting these fantastic shops out there. Rather than us just serving some rando coffee that we don't have any relationship with, we're more interested in creating moments of hospitality. And so, you know, there's a big, it's called a Cambro. It's a big container for coffee that is picked up every week from one of the Greenway Coffee local shops. And they have brewed fantastic coffee in Houston by Houstonians into this container for us. And we are able to serve that. And when it gets to our church, it gets transferred into individual serving canisters, I guess is what you call them. I don't really know. And then if you want a cup of coffee at Holy Family, you just walk up to the coffee station and someone will actually pour you a cup of coffee and hand it to you, because that creates a quick, simple human to human interaction. It creates a moment for hospitality rather than convenience. This is about providing a delicious cup of coffee in a way that has a very human element to it. So yeah. I'd say one of the reasons we do it is because we really value hospitality and value being in relationship with people who are doing good things in the city.
Yeah, it's certainly not the most convenient. In fact, maybe the least convenient way to do coffee. I mean, especially being a pop-up church, it would be really easy for us to just set out a Keurig and tell people, hey, we have...
Oh, yeah.
It's not just a thing that we're providing for people,
right,
though. And so convenience kind of doesn't matter to us. There are, you know, to that end, I mean, that gets into some of our deeper values. I mean, that's where, you know, streaming online is a really convenient way to receive a product, the product of church.
Absolutely.
But there's something better that can happen when you're physically present. And it also gets into another value, I think. And this is part of your personality, I think, that really comes out in the DNA of the congregation that you've planted. And that is that you value things that are high quality.
Totally.
You know, I've never known you to drink a bad cup of coffee, and I've known you for a long time.
I wouldn't do it.
You are particular about even the pencils that you use.
Yes, Blackwing 602s.
Yes. So get into that a little bit and just kind of how that value for excellence or that value for quality, why that's a part of the DNA of Holy Family, and maybe why it should be a part of the DNA of every congregation. This is an area where I think every congregation should pull from this. Maybe it will be expressed differently. Maybe it's not coffee and pencils, but talk about that a little
bit. Our lay leader, Shane, is a barber in town and was in his chair yesterday, and we were talking about this very thing. And to a certain degree, we couldn't offer an apologetic for it or a reason why we did it. One of the reasons Shane and I connected so early on is because we're very particular about what we like and what we don't like, and we care about, you know, excellence, if you will, aesthetic. And we just kind of thought, well, why wouldn't you how is this not, you know, a value for everyone? And, you know, in some ways it may have something to do with the artistic impulse. It may have something to do with a care for beauty, a care for doing things right. If you read Walter Isaacson's book about Steve Jobs, he talks about one of the differences between an approach that the Apple company takes versus the Microsoft company, where, at least as they narrate it in the book, and they will say that, you know, Microsoft folks would kind of get potential customers in a room and say, hey, what do y'all want? And then they would just kind of take it down the list of everything they wanted, and then they'd go and make that as best they could, kind of Frankenstein it together, and they'd come back and you'd get a product that, from Apple's perspective, nobody wanted to use. Whereas in the Apple product, is the way they talk about it in the book, is they would get in the room and say, okay, so what would we actually want to use? Because what we can do is bet on our taste, bet on our aesthetic. If we ourselves can have extremely high standards and we can meet those, then our bet is a whole lot of other people would want to use them too, or a whole lot of other people's standards would be met as well if we set extremely high standards for what we would actually want to use. And so to a certain degree, I think that's part of the simple approach that we've taken at Holy Family. Simple doesn't mean it's not difficult. I mean, yeah, most of the time it's the opposite. Drilling down to true simplicity is delicate. It's difficult. Takes iteration after iteration after iteration. It takes extreme attention to detail. And what we just kind of said was, well, what if we just tried to be a church that we would actually want to attend? And if we set high expectations for ourselves, and if we're able to be proud of something that we're doing, if we like it, then maybe there would be some other folks who would like it too. So I think that probably is a value of ours, that we don't just want to drink any cup of coffee. We want to drink an insanely great cup of coffee.
Yeah. I think if I were to attach a principle to that, what I would say is that it comes down to the way that we as individuals worship God. Hmm. And what I mean by that is the way that we as individuals declare the worth of God or ascribe worth to God. And so there is something about having a really good cup of coffee or a really great glass of wine or a really great meal that if we are thinking the way that we should, we taste those things and we ascribe worth to God. We don't say this coffee is good for coffee's sake.
Yeah.
We don't provide good coffee so that people can be impressed with the coffee. We provide good coffee so that people can be reminded of just how good God is and how creative he is and that he clearly values things that are good. We find that throughout scripture. And so I think that that would be, that's the way that I think of it every Sunday when I'm like, man, this coffee is fantastic, is that it's one more thing for me to ascribe to God. And so
that's really good. You've caused me to think of another one. Partnering with people is an important part of doing church.
Absolutely.
So partnering with the space, HTX, the building where we pop up and down every week, it's a beautiful space. It's an, you know, a very particular kind of space. And we partner with them because we like them. We're friends with them. We partner with Greenway Coffee because we like them. We're friends with them. And building meaningful relationships, friendships with people and organizations, I think that's just an important way to approach ministry. And it's an important way to be church, is to befriend people in the community that you're in.
Yeah, I think that's huge. Well, Jacob, thank you. It's always a pleasure.
It's great to be with you.
Kind of hear your heart on these things and the things that make up the congregation that we're a part of. We'd invite you as listeners to think about how these principles can apply to your context, the church that you're a part of. You don't have to be like us. We're not trying to say that our way is the right way, but these principles are valuable and they're actually ancient and they're beautiful. So find a way to use them in your own context. Join us on social media at Holy Family HTX. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You can find us at holyfamilyhtx.org, and we'd love to hear from you. Jacob, we'll see you next week.
Peace.
This episode was produced, edited, and mixed by me, Luke Bronner. It was co-produced by Jacob Breeze, and our theme music was composed by Josh Moore. For more information about Holy Family Church, check out holyfamilyhtx.org. And if you're in Houston, join us any Sunday at 10:30 a.m. at 2005 Commerce Street in East Downtown.